Lecture topic, good news.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, alhamdulillahi wahdah, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who taught us all the goodness that we know, the one who receives a full reward of any goodness that we ever undertake and do. And blessings upon all his companions, all those who have followed him, may Allah make us from amongst them, all those who are following him and will follow him until the day of Qiyamah, may Allah make our offspring from amongst them as well. Ameen. Honored ulama and brothers and sisters who are seated here, muallimat, students, those who are completing their hifz, as well as the others. Firstly, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having granted us such a beautiful day, for having granted us fresh air to breathe. There are so many gifts that Allah has given us that we will never realize until they are taken away from us. May Allah not do that to us. May He grant us realization before it goes away. Similarly, Allah has given us the gift, the greatest gift is the fact that we are mu'mineen. We have iman. The fact that we are from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it gives us a whole new dimension. In fact, without that iman, Allah forbid, we would be nothing. We would have nothing to look forward to. We would have no spirituality at all. We would have literally been gumrah, those who are astray. May Allah not do that to us. Further, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has blessed us, that we have somehow been used to protect the Quran in one way or another. And I want to give good news to everyone who is a Muslim. Do you know that you are a hafiz? Maybe not the whole Quran, but a little bit of it. You do know Surah Fatiha, is that not correct? So you are hafiz of at least a little bit of the Quran. That is good news. You are hafiz of some of the small surahs at the end of the Quran. That means you need to thank Allah that He granted you, and I'm addressing every single Muslim including myself, at least the acceptance to memorize His own kalam. Imagine, Allah spoke these words one day. They are His words. And we are so fortunate to be chosen to be repeating the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you close your eyes and you read a few words of the Quran and try and imagine whose words these are, you will realize how fortunate we are, all of us. Surah Al-Fatiha is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed not only once, a few times. It was revealed on a few occasions, this surah. And this shows us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recited Surah Al-Fatiha a few times. So we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has granted us this great gift of having memorized a little bit of the Quran. And in the case of those who have gone further, good news to you. But before I get to the virtue of the one who has memorized the Quran, I want to tell you that did you know that in Islam, anyone who teaches goodness of any sort has the full reward of anyone who has learned from that goodness or follows it or replicates it or teaches it until the day of Qiyamah, and these rewards will never ever be decreased. From this we will realize مُعَلِّمِ الْبَشَرِيَّةِ الْخَيْرِ, the one who taught goodness to humankind at large, this ummah is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which means, as I said at the beginning of this talk, he receives the full reward of any goodness you ever undertake to do, even that goodness which you intend to do but did not execute, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets the full reward of it. Because without his teachings, we wouldn't even know the difference between goodness and evil. And he is the one who brought the Quran to us. So every letter we read, we get 10 rewards. He also gets 10 rewards. We get more than that in reward. He also gets more than that in reward. And anyone who has contributed in any way to teach us even a single letter has got the reward of, firstly, ourselves learning the letter. Secondly, whenever that letter appears in the Quran, they will also get a reward. And I'm speaking of a letter just to understand. Because if we speak of a sentence, wallahi, if I were to tell you, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Count the number of letters and the reward you get in that. It would be difficult unless you've counted it in advance. Very difficult. 10 rewards for every letter, and if Allah wills, even beyond that. So imagine your teacher who taught you alif and ba, ta, tha, qaf, kaf, how to pronounce these letters, kha. Every time you ever repeat that letter whilst you are reading the Quran, or every time you teach it to someone, that ustad who taught you alif is getting the same reward you are getting as you are reading it. And this is good news to the teachers of those who are teaching the little children how to read Quran, and the parents. Every time you drive your son or daughter to the madrasa, did you know that whatever they do in terms of goodness in the madrasa, you are getting the full reward of all of that, subhanallah. So it's not just a drive, I drop them off. And this is why we shouldn't be lazy to go and drop our children off. May Allah grant us the ability to understand it is a very big ibadah. Do you know that when you drop someone off or you give them a lift to the masjid, whatever salah they read, you are getting the full reward. So if you have a habit of picking up 2-3 people on the way to the masjid, you are getting a reward of having read 4 or 5 of those dhuhrs on that day. May Allah grant us the understanding. This is Islam. This is the gift we have. Our minds are sometimes so preoccupied with little difficulties and problems we are having in terms of the dunya that we don't realize. Literally, these nekis and goodnesses and rewards are being dished out wholesale. And sometimes we don't realize it. If you are to sit in muraqabah for a little while, just to ponder over what's going on in terms of the transactions of the good deeds, you will go berserk. You will lose your head. You won't be able to understand what is happening. But today I wish to raise the importance of just the Quran. We are not going to speak of salah and zakah and so on and the various rewards and the faculty. Sometimes others are giving zakah, but you are getting the reward for different reasons. But that's not our topic. Today, imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said the parents of those who have done hifz, who have memorized the Quran, will have a crown on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of Qiyamah, through which they will be recognized. My question is, what about the person himself or herself? If the parents, just because they drove the child or they encouraged the child or they happened to help the child in one way or another, said a few words of encouragement, that's the maximum a parent could actually do. If the parent has a taj and a crown on the head, what about the ustad of the child? That hasn't even been discussed. What about if you have gone on as a parent and done more than what an average parent is meant to do? And you've actually sat with your child to try and make them memorize a few words of the Quran. Do you not think that there is something far greater than just a crown to be placed on your heads? Another thing is, what about the child himself or herself, or the person himself or herself? If the parent has a crown, let me give you a little bit of what the child will have. May Allah make us from amongst those who are true huffaz, who read the Quran in the correct way, who practice upon it, and in such a way that the Quran will bear witness for us and not against us. This person who has memorized the Quran, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will be literally so proud of this person that Allah will say to this person, Iqra wartaqi warattil kama kunta turattilu fi dunya fa inna manzilaka inda akhiri ayatin taqra'uha. Read and go up as you are reading. Read and go up as you are reading. In Jannah you are already there. But now for the rank, if you want to know which rank you deserve, just read. But listen, he doesn't say just read in the best way. No. Read in the same way you used to read in the dunya. And this is the most important part of the hadith. Because in the dunya, if we used to read very fast, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki, Yawm al-Din, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, ihdinas sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladhina an'amta 'alayhim, ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim, walad-dallin. Oh, I finished Surah Al-Fatiha in 35 seconds, mashallah. Do you know that is an insult to the Quran? It is the word of Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, you will not have a choice to read in any other way besides the way you used to read in the dunya. For this reason, whether we are engaged in Taraweeh, whether we are engaged in Hifz, whatever we are engaged in, think for a moment, I am going to be told on the day of Qiyamah, read kama kunta turattilu fi dunya, in the same way you used to read in the dunya. So if you used to read with the best tone, without compromising the rules of tajweed, with the most melodious tone, for the sake of Allah, bearing in mind that wallahi, the only reason I am reading like this is on the day of Qiyamah, I need to read in the same way. And my father, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a long and healthy life, who happens to be my ustad of hifz. I completed hifz at the age of 11. He taught me that whenever you are reading the Quran, you must literally be able to picture the scene on the day of Qiyamah, where you will be reading in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they will be listening to you. Then choose your speed and choose your melody, and choose how much tajweed you want to apply, you won't be able to compromise anything. Because no matter what the dunya behind you in Taraweeh thinks, your mind is elsewhere. May Allah grant that to us. Wallahi, it is a difficulty of the age. We tend to race. I remember when I was young, some people used to say, we finish Surah Yasin in two minutes, 2.5, 3 minutes. To this day, I cannot do that. And I think, not the longer you take, the better. But the more sahih you read, the more helpful it will be on the day of Qiyamah for you. You are getting 10 rewards for every letter. Why do you want to compromise the reading of the Quran when you are getting 10 rewards for every letter? May Allah grant that to us. So, as I was saying, this person will be told, read and go up as you used to read in the dunya. Your point of stopping, your level will be wherever you get stuck. Wherever you get stuck, wherever you stop. May Allah not make us from amongst those who get stuck until we get to min al jinnati wa nas. And we will be
فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ.
Those who believe and do good deeds will definitely be with the pious, the martyrs, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who were truthful and so on. So, if we read until min al-jinnati wa nas, inshallah, we will be together with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not to say we have the same rank, but Allah will grant us the opportunity to be amongst His companions in the akhirah. We are not sahaba today, because we know we were not chosen to be sahaba today. Our hearts are not good enough and pure enough, and our souls are not clean enough. But, inshallah, if we try and strive, we may get that rank, inshallah, in the akhirah. So, going back to this hadith, let me remind you of another thing. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wherein he says, Al-Qur'anu hujjatun laka aw alayka. The Qur'an will either be proof for you or against you on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah make it as proof for us and not against us. The question is, why would it be proof for a person or against a person? I'm getting to that. But there is another hadith which also says, رُبَّ قَارِئٍ لِلْقُرْآنِ وَالْقُرْآنُ يَلْعَنُهُ. At times there are people who are reading the Quran and the Quran is cursing them. Why does the Quran curse certain people yet they are reading the Quran? The reason is, you are reading Kalamullah, which tells you to dress properly, and you are not dressed properly. For this reason, I have a habit, may Allah grant it to us, which I have developed because of some of our sheikhs who have actually granted us a few hidayat. May Allah grant us the ability to learn from our elders and akabirin. That when you go to a wedding and you recite the Quran, sometimes it can be a big curse on the whole wedding. The reason is, there is music there is photography there are women who are not even dressed properly there, and you are sitting and you are reading the word of Allah telling you to dress properly, to stay away from music. The same Quran that gives you these instructions, you are dead against it in your actions. You might not be dead against it in your heart. It might be weakness. So why do you want to invoke its curse upon you at the beginning of a walima or so on and so forth? If really you have struggled and strived, success lies in trying to have all our weddings according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our gatherings and parties. Now you want to have a party where Allah is being angered and shaitan is being happy, and yet you want to disgrace Allah further by reading his kalam there. Do you think it is something that is required, that is called for? This is why the hadith says that some people recite the Quran and the Quran curses them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not do that to us. So for this reason, it becomes very difficult to recite the Quran in certain public gatherings where the wrath of Allah is being called for in another way, and here you are trying to say we are reading the Quran. It's become more of something ceremonial, whereas in reality it is part of barakah, our identity as Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. So the Quran can be a proof against a person, firstly if they don't read it well. Purposely, they are doing nothing to improve their recitation. Sometimes we happen to be of old age, maybe we didn't learn well, but I'm sure we like to listen to Quran that is sahih, and we like to correct even one or two small makharij or little things. To this day, there are certain elderly people who always come to me and tell me, you know what, if we are reading wrong, please tell us. Now, sometimes it's difficult to tell them because, you know, of the age and so on, but at least that interest shows that inshallah the Quran will not curse them because they tried and they were interested. Not everyone has the same level of tajweed as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one is we must make an effort to learn the Quran in the correct manner. Secondly, we must always make an effort to let our children be min ahlil Quran. Ahlul Quran are those who are the special guests of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Why are they called Ahlul Quran? The people of the Quran. They are called that because Allah will call out the Huffaz and tell them, listen, I've given you the rank. You've got the rank. But I don't want it to stop there. All your family members whom you find here on the day of Qiyamah, who have to go into the punishment of Jahannam for one reason or another, choose 10 of them and you take them to Jannah. Finished. That is a sahih hadith. That they will be allowed to intercede on behalf of 10 of their family members who are supposed to have gone to Jahannam. So if your family members happen to be going to Jannah, literally you will have more distant relatives whom you will be able to pull through to Jannah, who might, for example, may Allah save us, but if they for some reason were deserving of Jahannam, then through the intercession of a hafiz, 10 family members will be taken through to Jannah. For this reason, it is important for us to respect our family members who are huffaz. Because on that day, when they look around, they will see the faces. Now, if you've been a pest against them all your lives, and you've been making their life difficult, and you used to swear them and argue with them, and used to cheat and all that regard in their regard, the day they turn around, you'll be the last person they're going to pick. May Allah save us. But if you were very good to them, this is my relative, and you can have an intention in your heart between you and Allah. Between you and Allah, ya Allah, I haven't memorized the Quran, but this relative of mine who has, I'm going to respect them, I'm going to be good to them, I'm going to go out of my way to respect whatever you have granted them, so that on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah nakare, but if I happen to be from amongst those whom Jahannam is written for, at least when they look around, they will see me and say, come, let's go. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that understanding as well. So there are so many such ahadith which show the rank of those who have become hafiz, those who are connected to them in one way or another, their ustads and so on and so forth. So many ahadith which encourage us to read the Quran correctly. So many ahadith which discourage us from going against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are mentioned in the Quran and sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I have mentioned a few. May Allah grant us the benefit of the few words I have said today, and I end with one note. And that is, do you know that we here in the dunya, we get happy with certain people's recitations. This man reads well, Sudais reads well, Shuraim reads well, Abdullah al-Matrud reads well, Ali Jabir reads well, Abdul Basit reads well, and some of us, mashallah, it is good. It's a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. We sit and we listen to it and we can cry. I want to tell you, these are people who are living with us. Have you ever thought how the Sahaba must have been reading? Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Ubay ibn Ka'b, Ya Ubay, read, I like to hear you reading the Quran. Imagine what recitation that must have been. And I want to take it further. Imagine what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to do and how they used to feel when their hairs used to stand because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read the Quran.
نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين.
Jibril Amin came down and he read the Quran. Imagine how he must have sounded, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the only one who heard him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam read it exactly how Jibril read it, back to his Sahaba. This is in the Quran. Imagine what he sounded like. Wallahi, I tell you, inshallah, we will have the opportunity to listen to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reading the Quran on the day of Qiyamah if we deserve that. May Allah make us from amongst those who deserve. But I want to take it further than that. One day in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will read his kalam, Allahu Akbar Kabira. How do you think that will be now? How do you think that will be when we are sitting? And how do you think the condition of the hafidh who knows these words will be? To say, I know what he's going to say next. Allahu Akbar Kabira. That is the virtue of becoming hafidh. When you are sitting one day, wallahi, may Allah make us pure enough to be able to be there on that day. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will read,
Ar-Rahmanu 'allama al-Qur'an, khalaqa al-insana 'allamahu al-bayan.
We can't imagine, subhanallah. Today we've heard all the reciters of the dunya. We've heard how beautifully they recite, subhanallah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reads Surah Ar-Rahman, for all of us who know it by heart, may Allah grant us the memory even at that time. Remember, if you were going against the Quran, you will get stuck at exactly that point. One of my ustads in Medina always said, most of this dunya will be stuck in Surah Al-Fatiha. And we used to say, why? He says, you know, in Surah Al-Fatiha, it says, Maliki Yawmiddin. Everyone will be stuck. That's where they will stop. Now, why will they stop there? Let's think for a moment. Because what is the meaning of Maliki Yawmiddin? Owner of the day of judgment. That means you believe that there is a day of judgment. And the one who will judge is Allah. Today everyone judges everyone. So we literally don't believe in that verse. Well, this man is bad, you are ruling on his heart. This man is like this, this woman is like that. We spread gossip about this one, that one. We are judgmental about the whole dunya. And we pass comments of judgment. We have Qiyamah on a daily basis, our judgment day. And who does the judging? We do it ourselves. So we judge people, bring them up and down with our own judgments. So what was the point of the day of Qiyamah when Allah says, wait, I will judge between you in that which you have disputed when you already judged here. And what type of judging? If it's still judgment in the court that Allah has permitted, that's okay. But we judge on the hearts of the people. And we make people this and that. And I'm sure we know what we are talking about. So may Allah protect us from that also. That we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah who is Rabb of the entire Alameen. Who is Lord of the worlds. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Most gracious, most merciful. May He bestow us and bless us with His mercy. But then when we say, Maliki Yawmiddin, we better be careful. Are we from amongst those who are judgmental or not? May Allah make us from amongst the best of people who have the purest and cleanest of hearts. Believe me, it's not difficult to remove jealousy and hatred and everything from your heart. It's not hard. To have a pure heart is not very difficult. You just need a lot of training and you need to learn to love those who hate you also. May Allah grant us the understanding. On this blessed day, we make a dua for those who have completed the Quran. Those indeed, I give good news to everyone who is here today. And may Allah grant us all acceptance. May Allah make us from amongst those who not only have sahih recitation, but who can literally be true ambassadors of the Quran and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah. And may Allah grant us acceptance on this day. With these words, I close. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.